88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. J Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School crew once again, the second half of the Old School crew. While DP is out of town, I'm coming at you live from the tap here in Bloomington, Indiana. Great place. We're down in the brewery. Got our own little situation down here, so we're having a good time. We appreciate everybody tuning in while we're kind of all over the country. But, you know, I mentioned it, the four things that Nebraska probably needs to do, or not probably, if they do this, they obviously it's going to be, if they did all four, it'd be an easy victory. But the first is going to be third down, defensive third down, where Indiana is sneaky way kept their offense on time, on target, and churning out yards, not only short and intermediate routes, but big plays, is be at 54% on third down. So when they've gotten to the third down, that's a pretty good clip over six games, 54%. And you got to think, I mean, let's take out the one, you know, the 77, not to get all that. Northwestern is a disciplined defense, whether it's zone or man, and they had their way with them in different shifts and kind of half bootlegs. We used to call them waggle back in the day. I don't know. They probably have some fancy name for them right now, but 54%. And so they also let you know that they're running the ball conventionally a lot better than people would give them credit for, right? Everybody thinks they're coming in here and or coming or going anywhere and just going to just throw it. They got two capable running backs. Ellison and Lawton, and they're big physical guys. They're not very tall, but they're 5'9", both of them about 210, 215, run the same. One's a little bit more explosive than Ellison, but Lawton's the hammer, where he's trying to get the short yardage. And what that does, Austin, it puts that offense, and they have five really good receivers, in easier situations in third down. And we've seen that, obviously, for Nebraska, when we've been able to run and stay at or ahead of the chains. That's exactly what they've done. And then it also helps that they have two running backs when they decide to go a little bit to tempo. So third down is huge.
It absolutely is. And I think you nailed the reason that Indiana is so good on it, because you talked about seven different players they can get the ball to, as well as Curtis Rourke, who is, you know, decent at scrambling. So if that's eight guys, obviously you won't have to count for all of them at once, right? You got five linemen on the field. But still, six guys that you have to account for can make a first down from, you know, 7 yards and in. We talk about getting to, you know, third and manageable, third and five and in, third and four. The playbook is absolutely wide open. When a team has two good running backs that, yes, run the ball well, but are both at least available out of the backfield, when they have a stud receiver like Surratt, who you know can go make a play at any time, then four other guys that, that get in where they fit in, it's hard to defend because that's where I think teams defensively like to key in on the key playmaker. Or maybe two, right? If you're going to give up a third down conversion, you want it to be to the third or fourth read, the guy that's not used to getting the ball in a moment like that. All Indiana's guys stay ready because they do such a good job of spreading the ball around. You can have your lead guy, you can have your starter, but even the backups that come in know that they're capable of making a play. They have that confidence instilled in them. So by staying on schedule on first and second downs and by having a bevy of options, it makes sense that Indiana's so good on third down offensively.
Yeah, and also the Swiss Army knife, he has a really good number, but he won't play. He won't represent the number tomorrow. It's number 44, their tight end Horton, who's really good inline blocker, but he's a really good short area pass catcher as well, and has made some really good plays for them in crucial times. And you just go right back to that Northwestern game when the game got tight. He caught the touchdown to give him the 10-point lead, which allowed them to get the turnover to win by 17. But he made actually a third down play a couple series before that kept it going to score as well. So look for him to try to be that outlet against this Nebraska pass rush. And the second one of the four is Nebraska needs to average more than 4.2 yards a carry. Why is that important? Why is because you'll be in second and six or less. If you continue to do that and average that over four quarters, that means you're able to lessen the number of possession for Indiana, which then favors Nebraska. That means we are controlling the clock. That means we're controlling the physicality. That means our great freshman quarterback is seeing defenses and coverages that he can predict where he can go faster and more efficient, and then therefore we're able potentially to score more points. And so 4.2 yards a carry is a little bit higher than normal in a big game like this, where you know Indiana's going to try to sell out against the run and make Nebraska drop back and pass and try to lean on their pass rush and their unique pass rush scheme that they do to get Kamara going. But if you can stymie that with a good conventional run game, 4.2 yards or more, that would be really good for Nebraska.
And that would be a step up when you look at Nebraska for the year, averaging just shy of 4 yards per carry. But if you look at the running backs, Dante Dowdell, 74 carries, 4.5 yards per clip. Ramir Johnson, 36 carries, 4.1 per clip. Emmett Johnson, just one fewer carry than Ramir Johnson, but is averaging almost right at 6 yards per carry. So the run game, right, for the most part, if you look at just the top three running backs for Nebraska, is all over that 4.2 yards per carry mark. I always say 4.5, but if you think 4.2 gets the job done, I'll settle for that as well.
Well, I'm just looking at it when you look at a team, and going back to how Rutgers had tried to attack Nebraska and how they were doing things, that they were going to try to sell out against the run, and then also try to, you know, in a big game, you won't be 4.5, it's kind of 4.2. You're trending towards 4.5. Thirdly, the number three is Nebraska needs to have four explosive plays, which would be great, right? And the reason why that's important, whether it's run or pass, obviously I'd like to have them all in the pass, but if you get anywhere four or more explosive plays, that means you're beating Indiana at their own game, right? And that's what you want, right? And then obviously we can't give up 10. Let's talk about everything being realistic. If we're having four explosive plays or more, Nebraska is not only controlling the clock with the run game, but then also you're able to pick and choose you want to do have explore or explosive plays. And you might ask, why four? Well, four is kind of the to me, the threshold Nebraska needs to get to where you see that offense be very, very efficient. That's all set up by the conventional run game. And then once you have four explosive plays, then we can start turning around, giving it to Dowdell. We can give it to Emmett. Then we can mix in Ramirez, Swiss Army Knife. And if we have to get Gabe Irvin, so forth and so on, and Bonner and all that stuff with Barney and all the fancy stuff. And so that's where I think Nebraska could really, really turn the tides of this game. Come in, beat them up, beat them with situational explosive plays, and take the air out of this stadium of 52,000 people.
Couple things on that. First of all, is that to me, if Nebraska is going to get four, the way that I would like them broken up ideally is just get one a quarter, right? That tells me the offense is consistent, that you're seeing it work throughout 60 minutes of football. If you're not going to get an explosive play every quarter, Jay, I want two in the first quarter. Set the tone, preferably score on them. Show Indiana that you're for real, that you mean business. They can't hang with you. If you go through a drought in either the second or the third quarter, not ideal, but get one across the middle too, and then finish strong, right? We know Indiana does that. Like you'd say last year, if we're even, they're leaving, right? That's what Indiana does.
We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Save big money on all your projects at Menards. Water seeping into your cracks in your concrete can cause costly damage over time. Keep water out and extend the life of your concrete with a tube of ready-to-use concrete repair. It's commercial grade, durable, flexible, and works great for gaps and cracks up to 3/8 inch. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Nebraska's turn. Have an explosive play in the fourth quarter. Prove that you're not here to get run over. Prove that you're still around in the game. But let me ask you this, Jay. Nebraska's explosive plays haven't gone for touchdowns at a huge clip this year. Right. Is it more important for Nebraska to have explosive plays to flip the field? Or is it more important for Nebraska's explosive plays to start turning into long touchdowns?
Well, I mean, sure. Obviously, we'd like to turn that tide, you know, starting tomorrow. We've had chances, you know. Yeah. I mean, Matt Rhule even said about, Lloyd, you know, on the fake punt, we got to score on that. He's one of the fastest guys in the whole state of Nebraska, let alone campus and the football team. He has world-class speed, so we got to make that happen. So I think the anatomy of big explosive plays that lead to touchdowns is getting that extra block down the field, right, in having your lineman run down and getting in the way of secondary defenders when they're rallying and trying to stop that from being a touchdown. And so you don't want to force it. You want to take what you can get. Yes, ideally you'd like those to go for touchdowns, but I like them when you said, you know, once a quarter. I like it at least one every other possession. That's great. And again, that means that I like less possession for Nebraska. I like I call it a white knuckle phone booth type of game. Let's see how long they actually want to play football. I like Nebraska's chances.
Before you get there, is this a big Isaiah Nayer game? Is he the big explosive play guy that needs to get going again?
Well, I mean, he can. I mean, a lot of it is going to be predicated on what the defense is allowing them to do. But when he gets his chances, he has an advantage as far as both all our receivers. Height, weight, size, speed have the advantage over Indiana's back third or second and third level. I think all of our skill position guys are at or above them as far as the ability to make plays on them, whether it's in space or space one-on-one or else zone. So they just got to take advantage of it. You know, we got to get him going. I think he's a good player, and the people have been focusing on him, so everybody's like where he's been at. But when you have, deep play ability, people start to focus on you. So I think this is a perfect game for him to break out. Fourth and final. Sack total. Everybody, of course, I'd like that like Colorado, 7 sacks, and everybody's, sack time, right? I want 3.5 or more. Let's just go 4 sacks or more, but then I want more hits. So sack total, fine. I want legitimate hits on the quarterback. What is that going to do? That's going to wear him down and lessen the chance of him to take him off and trying to use his legs to really, gut punch the defense. But if we're hitting the quarterback, that means our rush lanes are sound, means our coverage is good, and then we'll eventually get the sacks and get them and close it out late. So I like the 3+ sack total, but I like the hits on the quarterback. Let's say double that, hopefully triple it. That means we are getting there, and then we are messing up their timing on their short to intermediate passing game.
Whether it's on first, second, or third down, but I think third down pressure is going to be especially key, right? We know that Indiana, like you said, has the 54% conversion rate on third down. But that's a pretty traditional blitz down, right? Especially if they're behind the chains. This is where I think Tony White can help set Nebraska up for success on third down. Mix it in on second, right? If you have a good first down play, don't be content to let Indiana, run it for 5 yards, right? Send the house, put them really far behind the sticks. If they're going to get aggressive and try to throw on second and long, make them pay for it. Absolutely go for it. And I think an underrated aspect of it too, Jay, is what you said last segment too, Indiana not having dealt with an environment like this for a while, and especially not with this team. Curtis Rourke is going to be on a lot of interviews tomorrow, right? He's kind of been the face of this thing for Indiana so far. That takes mental energy, right? Yeah, he's an upperclassman. Right. Yeah, he's been around the block. But think about how much mental energy he's already had to use up just for the sideshow, right? That they signed up for, but it's more than a normal week for them. And then on top of that, a Nebraska defense that's a different challenge from any of the other defenses that he's faced. Didn't have a great game against Tony White's 3-3-5 up at Syracuse. You know he's got something to prove. So given how much time he's already put in during the week, make these hits add up to the weight that's already been on his shoulders for the last 6 days or however long into the bye week before.
Yeah, this isn't what he's used to in Ohio where he was before. This is a big challenge for him, and this is the biggest challenge defensively that he's going to face. And so Nebraska's got to make all those assumptions come to reality tomorrow at 11 a.m. And so you look, it's a different pressure. And, I truly feel all the pressures on Indiana. This is the first time doing it. Could springboard your program into heights never seen before. There's pressure internally from the staff. You got to continue to be on this clip to potentially, if you're a coordinator or assistant coach, to be up for head coaching jobs and or coordinator jobs if you're assistant coach in any fashion on this staff. And then also, the pressure's on Coach Siggs to make everything that he said so far come to fruition out on a national level.
Yeah.
And then also you're going against a team on uptick in Nebraska. And lastly, though, everybody's going to ask about special teams. I think the biggest thing, I like a break even on special teams. I have a feeling that we're going to have a good return against their punt team. And so if that happens, obviously it's going to bode well for Nebraska moving forward. And tomorrow it's going to be a good matchup. And I look forward to Nebraska pulling it out.
That's just the thing. Before I let you go, Jay, I do have to ask, how was Nick on the flight and the travel? Is he man crushing over Cignetti as bad as he usually does?
He hasn't so much, but I think it, you got to give a lot of respect for a guy to come in, coming from James Madison. I think it's a unique opportunity to come to a place in Indiana, that needed Siggs and Siggs needed them. They infused some money magically into NIL. So that support was there. He was able to kind of come in ready-made with some players. And so, no, not as much, but, we shall see tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what this type of, brash attitude, if it's going to come down to the players. I mean, they're a good team and they're, well worthy of opponent, but so is Nebraska and so forth and so on. One thing I'll say before we go to break, I know you got a quick segment at the end. It's a really good listen though, listening to Rhett Lewis and talked about the intertwinings of Cignetti coming into that program. We went 24 minutes straight of diving into what hasn't happened at Indiana. It's a lot of it will sound familiar, what needed to happen, how it happened and who's done it. And what are some of the sneaky underlying players that has helped Cignetti get to 6-0 that we haven't been able to talk about that potentially me and Nick will talk about from 7-9 out here, 6-8. So a lot of stuff going on, man. I'm getting excited, first time kind of going on the road, watching the game and seeing Nebraska in this position. So I'm pretty pumped up.
As you should be. Hey, well, 75 minutes. Get back ready for showtime. Get some food in you. Get some drinks in you. Imbibe a little bit. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. We appreciate you guys making the trip. We'll hear from you again. 6 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock out there.
All right, Austin. Be good, man.
No promises. That's Jay Foreman live from the Tap in Bloomington. He'll be live with Nick Sainert here in just about 75 minutes. We'll go to break, wrap up hour one of Old School right after this.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
All eyes are on Ohio, and the power of our votes has never mattered more for shaping the future of our nation and stopping radical Bernie Moreno's extremist agenda from rolling back our rights. Our civil rights are on the line. Our reproductive rights are on the line. Our voting rights are on the line. Every single vote will matter this election. Vote to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.